It's hard to believe that Hardstaff Road car park was actually a large cutting again, and the railway line actually went underneath the road that you can see now in front of you where the bus stop is. This is actually still part of the bridge, and if you stand at the entrance to where our four-board purple ladderboard sign is and look on the causeway very closely, you will see a protruding piece of metal which is actually the only remnant that's left of the old railway bridge when the station was here. It would look totally different. On the other side of the road there were the railway buildings, and you had to actually go through those buildings and walk down the steps onto the platforms. Once on the platforms, you had two waiting rooms. And if you actually look through the trees opposite the entrance of the car park, you will actually see a large green, what is now a garden shed, but is actually one of the original waiting rooms from Pilsley Station. This was acquired many years ago by the elderly gentleman that used to live in the station master's house. He was coming home from work one Saturday afternoon, saw a large lorry with a crane attached to the back of it, asked the driver what was happening. He told him they were removing the waiting rooms. He gave the driver a £5 note, which was a lot of money at that time, to lift in situ the waiting room on your west side of Pilsley Station up and put it into his garden where it has sat ever since. The one thing when buying a ticket at Pilsley Station, when waiting for a train to come, there is tales of one of the porters that live locally. He would entertain the waiting passengers by riding his bicycle up and down the metal track itself. Not the sleepers, he would balance himself on the track and ride up and down the track entertaining the waiting passengers.